Bricom, France. And today I would like to present our work entitled Linguistic Influences on Bottom-Up and Top-Down Clustering for Speakerdization. So let's give a short overview of the work. So first, I will give a short introduction given the motivation of this work and move on with a formulation of the problem to finally move on to a comparison of these two clustering systems and finally illustrate our ideas with some experimental work. So, we have seen during the last NIST RTO9 evaluation that there was basically two main approaches for speakerization. One is bottom-up, or so-called agglomerative hierarchical clustering, and the other one are divisive hierarchical clustering. We've published recently, well, actually last year at last ICASP, a paper giving a purification process for speakerization system, and we saw that it gave some consistent improvement for the top-down system. But while trying to apply it on the bottom-up, we saw that the results were totally inconsistent. So that's the motivation of work, is to know why it does not work, and it leads to try to have a look on what is the influence of linguistic nuisance on bottom-up and top-down. So let's start with the formulation of the problem. So here you have an audio stream, and so we want to solve the problem who's spoken when. So we propose to call G the segmentation, so the group of boundaries at each speaker turn, and S, which is the speaker sequence, so the list of the successive speakers. So who is S and when is G in this case? And so we can summarize this challenge by the following equation. So finding the optimum S and the optimum G as the argument of the maximum of the probability given the set of observations. So in this case, O being the audio stream. So just using the Bayesian formula to expand the following equation, we can get the second line you see on the screen, and the denominator can be removed since it does not depend on S of G, so giving the equation number one there. So according to this equation, we can see that there are two models which are required to solve this optimization task. The first one, in order to compute PO given S and G, is an acoustic speaker model, often, so in this case it's often some GMM in main of the approach we use currently for the state of the art. And the second one model, so P of S and G, which is often omitted, maybe except in some of the previous work which has just been presented now. So looking at this equation, we see that we have two main difficulties. First, of course, we don't know what the speaker is. And secondly, the acoustic model depends in a perfect world fundamentally on the speaker, but it can depend as well on other nuisances like the linguistic content. So for the next part of this presentation, we'll do the following assumption, is that the major nuisance variations is only due to the linguistic content. So that's why we're going to call the nuisance only the difference of phonemes, and they're going to be written in Q. So, considering this assumption, we can just reformulate our equation, taking speaker inventory and gamma of delta, all possible speaker sequences. So now we are looking at the optimum S and G plus the optimal speaker inventory delta. So considering now the influence of the phoneme, we can move on at the second line on the screen, which corresponds to marginalized the probability over all the different phonemes Q. And the third line is just the same, just expanded it with the Bayesian rule. And next, we can propose to do two assumptions. First, In speaker diarization, often we do the following assumption that all the speakers are equiprobable. So we can just omit the speaker term mother, so P of S and G can just disappear. And the second assumption is that we can expect the phoneme to be independent of the speaker and independent of G as well. So that's why we can just transform in the prior of Q. So finally, we got two equations, the first for a simple approach, the second line for a maybe more complete approach. And comparing both of them, which will lead normally to the same result in a perfect world, we see that in the second equation, the phoneme are normalized, and result in the first one, we should have a normalized model as well. It means that PO given S and G has to be trained with speech containing all the different phonemes. So, to summarize, we see through this equation that the speaker inventory, delta, has to be optimized together with S and G. And so there's no analytical solution for delta. So that's the reason why it is to the famous trial and error search, which are mainly bottom-up and top-down approaches. So if we move on now to comparing these two approaches, so be familiar with is just starting with one cluster and divide it iteratively in order to get the optimum number of clusters, while bottom-up is the opposite scenario. We start with a plenty of clusters and merge them iteratively. So bottom-up is by far the most popular approach and gives the best result at the last online evaluation, while top-down is maybe a bit less famous but achieve competitive results. And our work recently showed that for a single distant microphone it can lead to comparable results. But the question is, okay, we start with an audio stream, we convert into some clusters, and how sure are we that this cluster corresponds to a speaker or another acoustic nuisance like the phoneme? So in a perfect world, so both of these approaches converge to a local maximum. And in the perfect world of speaker variations dominates over the intra-speaker variation, and if we knew a speaker inventory size delta, we should say, okay, bottom-up and top-down should lead to exactly the same result. But, of course, as nothing is perfect, there is as well the influence of linguistic contents Q, which can be very significant. Mainly since when the speaker models are not well normalized, the system can converge to a local maximum, which can be not a speaker unit, but other acoustic units like the phoneme Q. So in the case of a top-down, so the new speaker are drawn from a normalized background model. So this model is tuned with all of the available speech, so we can expect this model to be well. And the speaker are iteratively introduced with a large amount of data, so we can expect to have this new model quite well normalized as well. There is a huge risk as well, while normalizing the model towards linguistic nuances, to normalize it, to normalize the speaker variation as well. That's of course what we don't want to get. We want to get a highly speaker discriminative system. While comparing the bottom up, we initialize the system with some very small clusters, so which converge very to a local maximum and are highly discriminative. So that's nice from this point of view, and there is discrimination compared to bottom-up. But the problem is, as the clusters are very small at the beginning, there is a huge risk that the system converts where some other acoustic unit and create poorly normalized. So finally, to summarize, I think both of the systems may have their own drawback and their own advantages according to the speaker discrimination and the normalization to linguistic nuances. So let's illustrate now these words with some practical work. So here is our experimental setup. So we have a main speech activity detector used for both of the system. On the left, I think it's on the left for you as well. Yeah, you have a bottom-up system, so it's a classical system, state-of-the-art system, with the following reference. You can see here. I don't want to spend too much time to deal with this. But and on the other side, you have the top-down system. It's a typical top-down system as well. So these are the two cores with experience. And next, we use a purification based on the following paper shown here. So this is an optional step. We'll see the difference later. And following by a map-based resegmentation, a normalization of the features, and a final resegmentation. For the data set, so we have a set of 23 conference meetings from the NIST RTO 4, 5, 6 evaluation. And for the evaluation set, so we propose to use RTO 7, RTO 9, data set, which are the corpus of TV shows, well called Grand Echiquier, it's a French TV shows corpus. So here are the realization performance. So the first column with a capital letter O represents the score overlap speech. Of course, as our system does not process the overlap speech, we just focus on the second one. And so first things we can see while just looking at the result without so applying purification step, we can see that, okay, first both of the system better performance for meeting while for top-down, well, there is the result are much worse for the TV shows. And second, is not always the best system which provides the best result according to the data set. And see, for example, for RTO 7, top down give better results, while for RTO 9, that's bottom up. While now, so considering the result with purification, so what we can see is purification almost always bring a degradation in performance for the bottom up. While for the top-down, it's always improve the system. So the question is, okay, maybe purification improves the discrimination between clusters, and as the top-down, it needs purification, while bottom-up being less well-normalized against foreign variation, in this case, the purification is useless. So let's explain more in detail while looking at the cluster purity. So we propose to look at all the clusters created by one of the system and compute the purity for all of this cluster according. So the purity is computed with the following. So we take the dominant speaker time in seconds and we divide by the total number of second of the cluster. So there are different situation. If we have a high purity and a small number of cluster, when I say purity, the purity average cluster, we can expect the system to be likely to converge to some speaker unit. And a very huge amount of clusters, it's really likely that the system converges to other acoustic unit. While the two other situations, when we have cluster, we don't know what happened. Different scenarios are possible, and the same for the last case. So looking at the purity and the number of cluster on the following table, so we see when we don't use any purification process, top-down has comparable purity more or less with bottom-up, but top-down has less cluster. And see on the right, on the number of cluster, we have less clusters than the bottom-up, and the number of cluster is closer than the ideal number of cluster for the ground truth. So we can expect the top-down to be more in the first situation, so converging to some speaker unit, while the bottom-up is probably the third case, so we are not to see really what happened. While now, the purification, we see that first for the top-down, the purification is the purity is improved. And less cluster. So for sure now the system even more converged to the speaker than without purification. So there's inconsistent improvement in purity, and we have more clusters than for the tap down. So it does not reveal enough to say in which situation we are. A last part for this experimental part is looking at the form normalization for this case. So we take different clusters. We take all the clusters for a system, and for each of these clusters, we have a histogram of the different phonemes. We do this for all the clusters generated for the top-down and the same for the bottom-up. And for each of the, for all we will compute the inter-cluster distance between the histogram with the callback library distance. So, and makes the average of all these distances for each of the system. So, we can expect this average distance to be small when there is distribution in the different in the different clusters, so it means that the system are well normalized, and we can expect it to be high when there's a higher degree of conversion toward phonemes, and so the distribution are not equal in the different clusters. Looking at the experimental result, we see first, without purification, the top down mean really small compared to the bottom up, which show really that in this case the clusters are better normalized. While applying now the purification, we see that there is an improvement for both of the system, but bottom up plus purification still a mean very higher than the top down plus purification. It's explained why the purification improves the top, not the bottom up. So to conclude, we've seen in these slides that both approach, bottom-up and top-down, give some comparable results, but with really different behaviors. Bottom-up is more discriminating for speakers, but is often create often some clusters which are less normalized against linguistic content, while the top-down create often some clusters which are better normalized, but less speaker-discriminative. So, I think one of the conclusions of this work is there is good things to know, to do combination of these two approaches. So we recently published a paper, but I think there are a lot of other things to try. And as another future work, we can expect maybe design a specific purification process for bottom-up, taking into consideration of this linguistic influence, which is quite particular on both of these approach. Here are our references, and that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, so if there's no question, I will ask you a quick question. Back to the title is linguistic influences. And I understand that the linguistic part is from the purification and the phone normalization. Where the linguistic part comes from?
Well, the linguistic part actually is, we've seen that the core of these two approaches, which are not, well, the purification was just a motivation which led to this work, but the core of the bottom-up and core of the top-down react differently with the linguistic influence, which is in this case the phoneme content of the speech. So, does it reply to your question? Or?
Yeah, I will talk to you more. Thank you. Let's thank our speaker again.